Foxtrot Whiskey.
Tango Foxtrot Whiskey, W4DJW.
Sorry about that, Dave. I was trying to get used to this radio. It's got two frequencies, and a guy jumped on Simplex on Parks on the Air, and I transmitted on the wrong frequency. Sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. Good to hear you. Hope you're doing well. I know you're probably trying to chase somebody else down, so I won't keep you. W4DJW.
No, that's all right. I've tried to get him several times, and I think he's just too far out. And we're just trying to do a little bit of running around while it's still a little bit early. Had to make a run to the dump.
Well, you're going to find it a lot easier than it was before. Of course, it looks like it's starting to pick up a little now. But when I first came out about an hour ago, it was like the 70s. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, I imagine it was. And all the things are just changing and changing and changing. I was talking to a guy in HF this morning in Kansas, and he is to visit Canada, and his company's got him on 14-day quarantine.
I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of scares. There's one reported case in Spartanburg. Cytel was the company. And it caused all kind of, it wreaked havoc for multiple companies, for anybody that had anything to do to touch that come. And then turns out the guy wanted 2 weeks off vacation, and he lied. He's probably going to get 10 years for that. He caused all kinds of company, all kind of money, scrambling for him. Of course, it's probably a good exercise for him, but still, very expensive 2-week vacation.
Yeah, roger on that. My company had me checking on companies that could do cleanup if you had an outbreak. And that, with the size of our plant, it's about $50,000 just if you fog it and don't wipe anything down.
Good opportunity for a lot of companies. Definitely bad opportunity for a lot of other companies. That's where Amy asked me, because we're having groceries delivered instead of getting out there and getting in it. And they have precautions for when they do the delivery. But they need to find, those people are probably people that were, in the people business, dealing with people all the time. She asked if we had if I had tip money. I told her I didn't have anything less than a 20. She said, give them a 20, they need it. So that's something, that is a philosophy we need to follow, is keep those other people that are unfortunate during this thing, keep their finances rolling.
Yeah, roger that. I know my wife lost her job, and the restaurant's trying to make it with curbside, but it doesn't look like they're going to be able to make it, so they'll probably be closing down.
Finding other ways to do it. I saw a guy advertise, and he said, we're staying in business. I saw several different attempts at different things, like Outback said, we've got an empty parking lot. You truckers, come in here. We'll give you 40% off, and you can park your big rig in this parking space where all these cars are not at the moment. So people are figuring out other ways. They're being creative and figuring out other ways to do it. We got to keep each other going.
Yeah, just he's got a lot of overhead and that, so he's just really not making it. They've been having some customers, but this weekend will tell the story. If he don't get enough, then he'll probably shut her down.
And that's sad, right? That's they've worked hard all their life, and one little blip like this can crush them. But hopefully they get creative enough to find ways to work around it and come back.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, and I know at work we got everybody starting Monday get segregated out into different work groups, and you got to use this restroom and come in through this door and use this break room and wear this color hat and everything, so that if something does happen, maybe we can just limit it to one group and not the whole plant. But it remains to be seen. BMW shutting down, Michelin already did. That means with BMW going down, all the other ones will go down and that. So it's liable to get a lot worse before it gets better. But, Dave, I've arrived at my destination, so I'm going to say 73 to you, and good to talk to you and catch you again on the air, KN4TFW.
All right, Ken. Well, take care. Hunker down. Good to talk to you this morning. Good to talk to other people. I haven't been out of the house in close to 10 days. Anyway, be careful. Good talking to you. KN4TFW, W4DJW Mobile.